and bathe it. They crimp them now. My boy bought a crimper now, and they crimp it, and you can, the sun's shining, you can bathe it in 24 hours after you crimp, mash the juice out of it, you know. It just dries up right now. Used to, it takes three days at least, maybe 4 days before you bathe it. You just cut it down with all the juice in it, you know, leave it there to dry.
What, where did you keep horses?
Horses?
Mm-hmm.
Stables.
Okay. What about hogs?
I got a shed. I let mine sleep under. Well, I just keep all the hogs I have. It's just for killing purposes. I buy me some killing hogs. Pigs, it's pigs, and keep them. I got a little house to sleep on them, and I just let them run out there in the lot, and they come up and I feed them.
What lot? Goes around the barn?
Mm-hmm. Right close to the barn.
Yeah.
I have a little barn lot for my hogs.
Uh-huh. What would you call a place where people have milk and butter that they, a farm where they just have this milk and butter and sell it, you know?
Creamery?
Okay, but a big place now.
Huh?
You call it what kind of farm?
A wholesale house, I guess, Pure Milk Company and things handle it, you know, sell it. You talking about sell a big quantity of it?
Yeah, where they have a lot of cows that they milk.
And oh, dairy, big. Well, they call it let's see. And what would you call a big dairy? You know.
Well, that's what I'm getting is that word dairy. That word dairy?
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly? Do you ever use that word for talking about anything else besides this kind of farm?
No, I don't mind. Not that I know of. I never heard it being used in that name. It's, these milk companies, we got a bunch of milk companies. Now that's all changed like it did. It's not like it used to be. They'll buy. Now they got a producers tell you, they'll call these companies, you send it off, this is like a pool association or thing, and milk producers, and they'll call Pure Milk Company, or they'll call Jersey Farm, or they'll call Andy, or they'll call this and whatever, the whole bunch of different milk companies that night, you know. Ask them how much milk they want. Well, they'll send it to them, you see, producers. You take your milk to and empty that producer, then they sell it for you at these companies. We just loaded up on the trucks, and it went to, we sold a few milk companies. Well, our truck carried to a few milk companies' door and unloaded. Mm-hmm. But now, it's carried to producers, and they'll call up these companies and ask them how much you want, and they carried to them, send to them. And they charge a percent out of it, but to handle it, certainly for you, know.
Okay, what would you call a place where you let the animals go out to graze?
Pasture.
Okay. And, let's see, you ever raise any cotton?